So what's it like being here for the convention?
Oh, it's really exciting. I mean, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to really kind of tee up the message for the American voters. And this election's about a choice, whether we're going to let the, you know, Romney-Ryan team take us back or whether we're going to move forward under the leadership of President Obama and Vice President Biden. I think there's a lot of energy here in Charlotte. It's the kind of energy you need to come out and press a successful campaign in the last 60 days, getting our message out to the American people. So I'm really excited to be here in Charlotte with great Democrats. Looking forward to a great week tonight. We're going to hear from Governor O'Malley. We're going to hear from the First Lady. And it's just going to be a week full of, you know, really excitement.
How important is this week for the Maryland delegation, the role they're playing?
I think it's important because while Maryland is not a pivotal state, it's not a swing state. Maryland has proven, as we did in 2008, that we can make a difference in Virginia and Pennsylvania because our Maryland volunteers, they phone bank into Virginia and to Pennsylvania. Maryland volunteers, they get on the bus, they go to Pennsylvania, they go to Virginia. So we energize Maryland Democratic base. We work hard in Maryland to solidify the Democratic Party, and we work hard in Virginia, Pennsylvania, and other battleground states to make sure that President Obama is reelected.
And what about your role this week here in Charlotte?
You know, look, I'm another Democratic Party activist, and I just feel, you know, really proud and privileged to be able to serve with so many outstanding Democrats at the local level, the state level, the national level, and I feel part of the team, and we're going to rally this week and go on to victory in November.
And what about your impressions of Charlotte as a host city?
Yeah, Charlotte, hey, look, Charlotte is a great city, and we certainly have brought a lot of people, so they're working overtime, but doing a great job. So far, it seems seamless, and it's been an enjoyable stay thus far.
And outside on Thursday night in the football stadium for the president.
My goodness, it's going to be a great evening, electrifying. We're looking forward to filling the stadium, hearing the message from the president about, you know, building an economy that lasts from the middle out, an America in which every American has the opportunity to earn a living, to raise a family, to send their kids to college, to buy a home, to put away a little for retirement, where hard work pays, where responsibility is rewarded, and where everyone has a fair shot at success. That's the president's message. That's what we stand for. And Thursday is going to be an electrifying night.
And for you, just like me, the goal, I think, is to keep our voices for the rest of the week.
That's right. You can hear it already. And it's only, what, Tuesday morning,
me
right?
Me too.
I've got a lot of halls and throat lozenges.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.